World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, oh man, oh man, it's so good to be here. It's so good to be, what is today, the 25th day of November. Yesterday was Michelle and I 45th wedding anniversary. Do you guys even remember when golden anniversaries, that happened to like really old people? Anybody remember that? And we're 5 years from 50 years. I just publicly got to say just how much I love my wife. Just unbelievable. 45 years, and she's put up a lot of crap from me, and our love bond is so strong. God is so strong. And I just want to publicly let everybody know how much I love my little wifey and how much she loves me. I think that when God said, it's not good that man should be alone, he had me and Michelle in mind. I think so. Because that sounds arrogant, doesn't it? But I pick her up where she's weak, and she picks me up where I'm weak, and Praise the Lord. Love my wife. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'll be 70, I think 72 tomorrow. And so you can all wish me a happy birthday. A lot going on, man. I got gout. Say what? Yeah, I got gout in my foot. It's God, crazy, killing me. It's been about 5 days and it's diet related. And I found out that gout is a form of diabetes. It's very similar to diabetes. And so I had a gout attack a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe it was. And gout's a lot related to what you eat and all that kind of stuff. Well, stupid me. I ate a bunch of cookies and stuff a couple of days ago and did all the stuff you shouldn't do. And now I'd like to have my leg cut off, my right foot. Like if I ate my right foot cut off, I'd feel a lot better. But we're struggling through that. Thank you for all the pre-show here. Thanks for all the advice on what to do with gout. And, I got some good stuff today. I love this show. Can I tell you why I love this show? It so stretches me. It so stretches me. You know, today is show number. What's the number there, Spencer? I wrote it down. Say it again, buddy. 2,592, isn't it? Oh, yeah, so then I'm off. Anyway, Spencer says it's 2,200. I say it's 2,500, but we'll get it off. Anyway, that's a bunch of them, man. That's a bunch of shows. And even though my wife says, honey, you talk about the same thing all the time. Well, I really don't. But we're on a relentless pursuit of the truth. Rush Limbaugh is the one who coined that phrase, right? A relentless pursuit of the truth. And that's really where I am here. And I got some stuff, actually, if I get my courage up in the next few days, I'm going to throw on the table whether you like it or not, because we have been lied to in so many ways. So many ways. God, we've been lied to a lot. So Spence was checking me out here. What number we got there, Spence? Is up on the screen. By the way, folks, if you're not watching it, you can find everything at CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. All of the archives are there. They're all free. And all the links that I use during the show, they're all right there. So you just have to go to Coach Dave Live and click on Spencer says 2024. Okay, I believe you, Spencer. Show number 2000. Where is it? I'm looking. Oh, 2287. 20. Okay, I got you. So all the numbers are there. And then if you really like something, say, Coach, give me that link where you can click on the show. Online, you got to go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on that show, and then all the links are there. And share it with your friends, share it with other people, because you got to admit, man, the stuff we get into here is unbelievable, and it is really, really unbelievable. So I got some more good stuff for you today, and I want to start out this morning Psalm 37. Psalm 37. Okay, this is kind of a theological issue here, okay? And I don't know how we... Theology's messy. Theology's messy. And I think if we were all... That's why I try to stay away from it, really. I think if we were all honest, very few of us have actually studied our theology. Look for the holes in our own theology. When I was coaching football, one of the things that we would do, like when you're doing a game plan, you watch the other team, you break down their plays, what they do out of this formation, what they do on first and 10, what they do on second and 8. You get tendencies when you do that, right? And one of the things that I learned that made me a really, really good coach is I began to break down our own films. And then I began to see what my own tendencies were that I didn't know it till I began to chart it and say, daggone, coach, on 3rd and 8, you're always running blackjack. And they're going to pick that up. So I learned what my tendencies were so I could break my tendencies to keep the other team off balance. Does that make sense to you? And so when you study your own theology, if you make a really conscientious effort to really, with an open mind, look at your theology, I think you're going to be surprised what you're going to find. And most of us, we like to study the theology that we believe. With me? We like to study that. Because why? It builds our faith, encourages us. What if you're wrong? That's how we ended up with, what did I say, 64,000 different denominations or whatever? I don't know. So I think this. How many of you, you don't have to raise your hand, although you can raise your hand. How many of you think that we are going to see the wicked judged?
The wicked, I mean, what?
Are we going to see it before we're raptured out of here? So I went to Psalm 37 today. And I just want to read down through it. And I want to keep in mind the wrath of God. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the scripture tells us, right? And my wife, God, I love my wife, she sort of elbowed me across the room the other day, and she said, listen to this. As I'm just sitting and I'm doing show prep, she's reading Psalms in her Bible. It's my wife. And she said, listen to this, honey. And she read Psalm 37. Now, my life verse is, 37:23. Scroll down there real quick, Spencer. I wrote a book entitled A Season Ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. That's my life verse. But I don't know if I'd ever really read in depth Psalm 37. So let's bear with me. Look, keep in mind now, are we going to see the wicked judged? Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here? The evildoers?
The evildoers.
Huh? They shall soon be cut down like grass, wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land and verify thou shalt be fed. Verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Hang on. Listen now. That's misunderstood. He doesn't give you your heart's desire. He gives the desire in your heart. Those are not the same. I used to have a great love for watching sports. I could tell you every player on the Reds. I could play every player on the Yankees. I consumed all that stuff, right? And he changed the desire of my heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of your heart. Wouldn't it be good if we all had the desires of the Lord in our heart? Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as thy light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Oh, we hate that word, don't we? Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Don't get all bent out of shape because wicked people around you are doing stuff and you're seeing him prosper. Don't get bent out of shape on that. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any way to do evil. For evil doers shall be cut off. Somebody say amen for me. So I know somebody's talking with me.
Amen.
Evil doers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Now, wait a minute. We went out to eat last night for our 24th anniversary. We had a waiter. And he just didn't sit in the corner and wait. He didn't just go over there and sit and wait. He served us. He was a waiter. Are you serving the Lord? Are you waiting upon the Lord? Or are you just sitting in the corner waiting for him to do something? Because if we wait upon the Lord, if we serve the Lord, we're going to inherit the earth. Is it certain your theology yet? For yet in a little while, and the wicked shall not be. When? A little while. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, by the way, that word means controlled. That's a picture of a wild stallion holding on to the bridles. Meek is power under control. But the power under control shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just. I thought God loved everybody. The wicked plotted against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The wicked do. We're seeing it everywhere we look. We're seeing it in our government. They're locking up Bill Dunphy. They're locking up J6ers. Why? Because the wicked plotteth against the just. The Lord's going to laugh at him. Oh, yeah. For he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and the needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. The wicked hate Christians because they're made in the image of God. You get this? Their sword shall enter into their own heart and their bows shall be broken. Who? The wicked! A little that a righteous man has is better than all the money Bill Gates has. That's for sure. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord, he holds up the righteous. Is this encouraging? This encourages me. We're going to win this thing. The Lord knows the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be forever. Who? The upright. The upright's inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in evil times. Are we in evil times? Yep. Are you ashamed? Yep. Is the church ashamed in evil times? Yep. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish. What? And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume. Into smoke shall they consume away. Who? The wicked. The wicked borrow government and don't repay. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Wow. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Randy, that'd be you. That'd be you, Randy. That'd be you, Craig. That'd be you, Mark Mattingly. You're going to inherit the earth, baby. And they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Sounds to me like somebody's going to be on top and somebody's going to be on the bottom. That's what it sounds like to me. You getting this theology in your church? Or are you getting the defeatist theology in your church? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Ordered, sequential, A, B, C, D. Ordered. It's waiting for you when you get there. It's already laid out. It's waiting on you. Order a pizza, so when you go pick it up, it's there. Your steps are ordered by the Lord. And the good man delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord grabs a hold of him by his hand, holds him up. I've been young, and now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Okay, I'm going to kick somebody in the teeth. I'm the seed. Sorry. I'm the seed. Y'all the seed. Not those folks over there across the sea. Sorry. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment. Who are you to judge? How long have they been shoving that down our throat? Judge not. Who are you to judge? The Lord loves it. And he forsaketh not his saints. They're preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Somebody say hallelujah for me. Somebody out there say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're all going to be saved now.
Hallelujah.
The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell then forever. Dudes, is this the theology you're getting in your church? Is the Lord schizophrenic? The mouth of the righteous shall speak wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. There it is again. Why? Because wisdom requires judgment. Law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide. Who? Mouth of the righteous. The righteous inherit the land. See, the wicked watch the righteous. And they want to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord. Remember, wait again. Wait. Serve the Lord. Wait on him. Keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, the you shall see it. Vinny, give me a boom. Somebody give me a boom.
Boom.
I want to see it.
A boom.
I want to see it. I've seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away. And lo, he wasn't around no more. I sought him, but you couldn't find that sucker. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Wow. But the transgressor shall be destroyed together. Transgressors. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. The Lord is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help him and deliver him, and he shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. That's worth about 30 booms.
Boom.
If we would concentrate on this, and we would understand that we are victorious over the wicked. Here and now, we're going to see it. Didn't it say up there, we shall see it? I think it said, we shall see it. We shall see it. Yeah, Janine, we shall all see it. We shall all see it. Going to all see it. Okay, I'm going to take you somewhere today. That sounds really arrogant. Do you have any idea how much we've been lied to? I'm looking at my chart over here. Hang on. You understand that we're under the control of Pharmakia? I'll take you somewhere. I'm going to show you some videos today. They're going to set some of you free. Where do I start? Lord, do you want me to start with that? Start with number six. How about this one, folks? Did you know cancer is a parasite? Dr. Lee Merritt. Doctors around the world are showing that cancer is intracellular parasite.
Yep.
If you look at cancer under a light microscope, it is essentially indistinguishable from parasite egg sacs. Is that why they tried so hard to shut down ivermectin and other anti-parasitic drugs during COVID?
Yep.
Should we be looking at cancer in a different way? Is cancer related to parasites, worms, or fungus? Let me ask you a question. Cancer big business? You guys think cancer is big business?
Yep.
Play this real quick from Dr. Lee Merritt's in 1 minute and 19 seconds.
Because another dirty little secret that's come out in all this is that we've been ignoring the issue of parasites and cancer. The NIH is not, because they've got a million studies on ivermectin and cancer. But doctors all over the world now are showing videos, and there was a German research project years ago in the 90s, I think, showing cancer was parasites, intracellular parasites. Right. If you look at a cancer metastasis, like or an adenocarcinoma of the bowel, for example, or breast cancer under the light microscope, it's essentially indistinguishable from these parasite egg sacs. Now, Brian Artis, who's a chiropractor but's very interested and very good researcher on this stuff, he said he has a friend who's a 40-year Egyptian parasitologist. And he asked him, and he pointed this out to him. He said, hey, you know, I've been looking at this cancer and versus the parasite egg sacs, and they look identical under the microscope. And this guy got real wide-eyed and said, in 40 years in parasitology, not one oncologist has made that association, but we talk about it all the time in parasitology circles. I translate that as saying, they know that cancer is parasites. They're not speaking because they don't want to lose their funding.
Wow, huh? They're not that. Oh my goodness! So pull up number five. Pull up number five. Here is becoming the second most hated man in the world, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Second most hated, right behind Donald Trump. Why? Ivermectin cures COVID too. Oh yeah. That we have been so lied to. Listen to what Robert Kennedy says. And think about this. America, the most prosperous nation the world has ever known. Why are we so sick? Go ahead. Play it.
To find out why America has the sickest children on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Right? There is no nation in the world that has children as sick as ours. We spend 2 to 3 times what Europeans spend on our health care. And we have the worst health outcomes. We're 79th in the world in health outcomes. We're behind Mongolia, behind Cuba, behind Nicaragua, behind Costa Rica. We've lost 5 years since 1970 of longevity compared to European countries. You know, we're getting shorter and shorter lived every year. During COVID, America had the highest body count of any country in the world. We had 16% of the COVID deaths in our country. We only have 4.2% of the world's population. There's countries, you know, we were told Haiti is going to get wiped out by COVID because they're not going to be able to afford the vaccine. Nigeria is going to be wiped out. That's what Bill Gates and Fauci told us. Well, guess what? Haiti had a 1.3% vaccination rate. 1.3%. We had like an 87% here. Haiti had 13 deaths per million population. We had 300. We had 200 times the death rate. And when CDC was asked about why do we have the highest death rates, they said it's not our fault. It's because Americans are so sick. They have all these chronic diseases. And the people who died from COVID were people who were obese, they had diabetes, they had asthma, they had autoimmune diseases. And we have that's what we have. So the average death from COVID, according to CDC, had 3.8 chronic diseases. So it was the chronic disease that was killing them. It was chronic disease that took them to the top of the cliff. and they're hanging there with their by their fingernails, and COVID came and stepped on their fingers and dropped them off. But it wasn't the COVID that was killing them. COVID did not kill healthy people. It killed unhealthy people. And we have the unhealthiest people in the world, and that's why we had the highest death rate. And why is our country, which had the highest, which had the best healthcare system in the world when I was a kid, why are we have the worst health of any country on earth? It's sinking us economically. It's 5 times our military budget. This is what's bankrupting our country more than anything else.
God bless you, Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Real truth.
Whoa. Hang on. I'm not Jeff Mayers. Come on in real quick. Go ahead.
Just real quick. Yeah, a cancer doctor friend of mine told me that 60% of their income comes from chemotherapy.
60%. Always follow the money, right? Always follow the money. So then let's think about this, man. Let's go to number four. Pharmakia, pharmacy. Go to your farm. What is pharmakia in the Bible?
Sorcery.
Huh? Well, the Greek word pharmakia appears in Galatians, Revelation. Scroll down a bit, Spence. Terms for the same root word appear in Revelation. They're typically translated into English as sorcery, witchcraft. Ancient Greek use of pharmakia closely mirrored the genetic modern words of drugs. Modern use of the word sorcery evokes images of supernatural powers and spells. Biblical use of pharmakia in modern English, separate terms distinguish medicines, chemicals, and illicit drugs. As used in most contexts, a pharmacist is a drug dealer. Both distribute chemicals, right? Ancient societies were no strangers to mind-altering chemicals. Archaeologists note the presence of opium, hemp, and many others. Scroll down, Spence. I'm just giving you, I'll put this in the chat. Mood-altering drugs are also used in connection to ancient religious practices. Substances that also alter a person's perceptions can be used as legitimate medicines. They can also be used for recreation. Huh? Oh, yeah, marijuana. Galatians 5 is part of Paul's list of contrasts to the fruit of the Spirit. And the list of the works of the flesh does not appear in random. The preferences are collected into groups of similar offenses. Paul begins by mentioning sexual sin, then idolatry, then sorcery, and then division, moving on to drunkenness and debauchery. His reference to pharmakia is placed more closely to idolatry and sexuality than to drunkenness. The word orders hints that Paul associated pharmakia with the use of illicit drugs and ungodly spiritual practices. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Do me another one, Spencer. Put it in the chat. Pull up number three. Number three, Spence. The Greek word for pharmakia. Pharmakia. Going to go to the pharmacy when you get done. Going to have, would you call that into the pharmacy for me? Pharmacy. Can you explain, please? This is the question. Can you please explain in depth what pharmakia means? Is it really the use of medicine? What was pharmakia in biblical times? And what is pharmakia in modern times? Here's the answer. The Greek word pharmakia only appears 3 times in the New Testament. Its primary meaning is the use of administering of drugs. But in Galatians 5:20, it's translated witchcraft. In Revelation 9:21 and Revelation 18:23, it's translated as sorceries. When written in the masculine gender, pharmakia, it refers to one who prepares or uses magical remedies. Both words are derived from pharmakon, which means a drug or spell-binding potion. When used metaphorically, it refers to deceptions and seductions of idolatry. In modern times, the opinion that pharmakia refers to drug use is widespread, especially in interpreting Revelation 9:21. I've never heard it applied to the use of medicine in general. The deception and seduction of the ways of this world may be more appropriate, where the context is how Babylon has led the world astray through the use of false religion, world commerce, and human government.
Amen.
The CDC has to approve. Didn't the CDC approve COVID, Dr. Fauci? didn't he? Oh, I'm not done yet. I'm not. Hang on. I got a lot of places to go here this morning. Hang on, Craig. Bring up HoldaClark.com. Hoda Clark. Hoda Clark was an independent researcher, scientist, and author of books on alternative healthy cure for all cancers. The cure for all cancers, the cure for all diseases, the cure for HIV and AIDS, the cure for all advanced cancers, the prevention of all cancers. Synchrometer Science Laboratory, that's her book, Cure for All Cancers. The cure published in 2000. Many of her books were translated into various languages around the world due to popular demand. Her books were published, blah, 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 blah. So go on down. She's going to talk to you about parasites and pollution. And she zapped them, showed you how to electronically zap and kill them. Go on down. Put this in the chat, Spencer. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Keep going. How to zap it so you get kill it? Yeah. Zap for 3 minutes and 20 seconds with 20-minute breaks. You'll kill that with all that crap. Keep on going. Build your own zapper. How about a parasite cleanse? Anybody out there done a parasite cleanse? 18-day schedule published in her books. How you get rid of all the parasites that are inside of you. What if cancer's a parasite? Gives you all the stuff. Wormwood, black walnut, kidney cleanse. How many of you ever done a kidney cleanse? How many of you ever done a liver cleanse? How many of you ever done a bowel cleanse? Have you ever done? You ever go to your doctor and says, "Hey, here, instead of taking all these drugs, how about you do a bowel cleanse? Let's cleanse out your bowel."
Amen.
Huh? Why? Why all these lies? Why all these lies to us? So, Hoda Clark lifestyle. I mean, she's got all kinds of books. She's everywhere. Anybody ever heard of Hoda Clark? Cure for all cancer.
Yes.
Prevention of all cancer. Well, have they lied to us, huh? Put that in the chat. If you want to know the truth. Hey, Halder, what's the cure for my gout? I'll get rid of my gout. Other than prayer. Okay, I'll get you in here. I promise you. I'm just trying to open your eyes to something, okay? Pull up. I just lost it. Number two. Lies your doctors tell you. 15 lies your doctors are telling you. Just scroll down. We'll just read it real quick. Number one, genetically modified organisms can feed the world. That's a lie. They'll kill us. Keep going. Two, electromagnetic fields and wireless radiation are not harmful to humans. That's a lie. Mark Trump, that's a lie. 5G is harmful. Medical screening and treatments prevent death. Not true. Keep going. Whoops. Fluoride prevents tooth decay. In fact, they're going to take fluoride out of the water. Bobby Kennedy said, get fluoride out of the water. How long have we been swallowing that crap? Lie number five, focus on lowering bad cholesterol is the key to preventing heart disease. No. All a lie. Go to the next one, number six. Sunlight is harmful and sunscreen is your best defense. Nope. Lie. Liar, pants on fire. Vaccines prevent disease and increase immunity. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Coach, wow.
Everybody take that COVID vaccine. Number eight, conventional medicine and healthcare system help sick people. No, they don't, folks. They don't. No, they don't. There are acceptable levels of toxic chemicals, acceptable levels of poison. They will tell you that you can take a little bit of poison. It won't hurt you. Number 10. Disease cannot be reversed without pharmaceutical drugs. Lie. The best way to treat cancer is with chemotherapy and radiation. Nope. Sorry, cancer's a parasite. Sorry. Science is reputable and honest. Trust the science. And now they told us, trust the science. How's that been? working out for us. Bobby Kennedy said we're the sickest nation in the world because we've been trusting the science. Love of money is the root of all evil. Go to the next one. There are safe doses of chemicals in medications. What? People are healthier today than in previous generations. Not true. Not even close. And the last one, therapeutic plants are dangerous drugs.
Bam.
Bam. One more, then we'll open it up here. One more. Number seven. Here's the good part. Here's the good part. Drug companies are in trouble, man. Huh? Good, play this.
Two years ago, Pfizer was forced to sell this building. They sold it 2 years ago. They needed a cash infusion. Why did they need a cash infusion? They had three drugs, Lipitor, Viagra, and Zoloft. Lipitor was the largest class action lawsuit in the history of America. It took these bastards down. How many people here have seen The Wizard of Oz? Let's look behind the curtain. Because we think these people are all powerful. They're not. They needed these shots because they were broke. They are moving right now into 66 Hudson Yards, which is right across the street from CNN. That's very appropriate because Pfizer is keeping CNN on the air. They're also broke.
Yeah.
This morning I did my research, which I do every day. I'm sure you all do a lot of research. I do it for a living. My research has to be accurate or I don't get paid. My research showed me today that 68.3% of Americans have refused to take these shots. So what you're doing is working. What they're doing is not working. And that's based on real hard data that I crunched this morning. In fact, it is so bad, and believe me, I'm not some disinformation guy trying to tell you to sit down and give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay? For all my friends in the FBI, I'd like to say hello. Okay?
CIA.
You used to come to Union Square. I guess you come down here now. Follow us to Hudson Yards.
CIA too.
How am I doing on time?
Keep going.
Okay, that's good enough. You get what's going on, right? They're going broke. Now, I said to my son yesterday, who just became an attorney, I said, do you want to be the richest man in the world? Do you have any idea how many lawsuits are going to come over what the medical system told us? Do you have any idea? The evidence is all it's all come out, right? The pharmaceuticals, the cure for COVID killed people. It's unmistakable. It happened. These suckers are going broke, folks. They're going broke. They're going to go broke because they've been lying to us. Now, I got some more, but it's been 38 minutes. I'll hear from you. Go ahead, Craig. Come on in.
Keep going.
No, I'll come up. No, I'll work it in. Go ahead, Craig.
So you turn your show over to Mark Trump one day, and he talks about this thing called the spark of life. And so I'm sitting in my car listening to it, and he says, zinc is a metal that shoots off at the beginning of conception. And so I put it in here. It says, zinc sparks fly from an egg within minutes of fertilization. NIH, that's a Fauci study. Four stages of egg cells in monkeys and mice regard zinc as a major role of reproduction. So if zinc starts flying off on the first cells, okay, and the spark is the light. The spark is your spirit, okay? Follow the light. Remember, Jesus is light. Your body is then, all these cells are formed around the spirit, okay? Amen. And then what happens is they kept talking about how you should be taking ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, because it's a zinc ionophore. Well, gee, what's a zinc ionophore? A zinc ionifer is a substance that transports zinc particles across the cell wall barrier into a center of the cell. This is all in the chat. This plays a critical role in boosting what? Your immune system.
Wow.
So you might want to take some zinc and some ivermectin, because what it does is it makes your cells operate the immune system good. It's like taking WD-40 on an immune cell that's not moving very well and spraying WD-40 on it. Okay. And so that's what a zinc ionophore was. Okay. And that's why it kills cancer, because it's making your immune system synergized, because it's allowing the zinc to go past the barrier of the cell to the core of the cell. That's the brains. And so Mark and I are going to be sharing the Nobel Peace Prize someday. off your show.
Come on in, Mark.
We're going to make a nice donation to you, Coach.
Right along with Doc Salenko.
I don't know about the Nobel Peace Prize, but let's just think about what Craig said. The electricity in your body controls everything. The memories that you have in your brain are written with electricity. The stronger the voltage, the more the memory. The spark of life. Conception needs energy. The egg is more viable if you have good energy, good zinc. If your thresholds are all above due to health, you know, then your egg is going to be very strong, ready to receive a semen. Same way with the man. Your semen needs to be strong and viable, have good energy. That's electrical charge, zinc, in his body to make good semen that gets bonded with the egg, and boom, you get a big charge of gamma radiation.
Wow.
Okay, that gamma radiation, we produce it during conception. And God is a part of it, like I believe God's a part of it, like Craig's saying. Okay, we produce gamma radiation. Now, the other part about pharmakia, Coach, is it's a very, very invisible line between you going to an herbalist and getting some stuff out of her garden. And going to another lady right beside the herbalist, and she boils a frog. And it's natural. And what it is, Coach, is the heart of these people either use God's given creation to cure, or they put their own incantation, their own spirit,
the counterfeit
pot.
They
counterfeit it, but the ingredients are the same. A lot of times.
Wow.
Now, how do we sort through all that? Would a herbalist use snake venom? No, it may be against her beliefs. So the hairy line between pharmaceutica and natural medicine is very, very invisible.
Wow.
You got to be careful. It's about the heart and who you give the healing to. Okay. I'm telling you are a spirit. You got to watch what you let inside your flesh, because it's a belief system that your spirit submits like a vampire to.
Wow.
If you submit to a vampire to let stuff in your temple, then you have done it. You, and all of this, Coach, is out in the gray area where there's no specific definition of which herbs are going to be good, which will be bad, or frogs good to use for ingredients, or bats. I mean, when do you turn into a witch if you're a natural healer?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And do we really believe that any drug that you take into your body only affects one thing? So I'm going to take this drug because it's going to treat my high blood pressure. But it's not going to affect anything else in your body? Just your high blood pressure?
So how do we do it, Coach? Is Jesus in it? Is Jesus in the fluoride going into the water? Jesus in the, you know, the painstaking work you do to find the right ingredients of a medication that's natural? Is Jesus in that? How in the world do you get anything that's not processed or chemicals or come out of a manufacturing plant?
Wow.
So these are all, even your ivermectin, coach, that paste come out of a plant, you know, and we all just got to do the best we can. And we've seen people doing it in your queue. We got Naomi and Tim. You got Doc Jen. You have many, many of these healers who are working their way through this, trying to figure out what's the best. But each of us have to. That's the lesson.
And Mark, the pharmaceutical industry is doing everything they can to ruin those people who have alternative natural remedies. There's the battle, right? There's the battle. And the drug companies. The drug companies own your elected officials. Randy.
Amen, Mark. I'll go even a little farther, Coach. You know, the Holy Spirit is actually the breath of God, okay? Jesus is the Word, okay? But the Holy Spirit's the breath. He, if you want to get down to it, Mark, he's more of the frequency of God. Now, I mean, that sounds new agey, but it's true. Okay, we don't have to understand it all to know that. But so I submit to you, too, that the Holy Spirit, when he's in you, and you get the right minerals, what God has put on the earth here, and a good healthy biome and all this going for you, I'm saying that you're healthy. John 3:2 says that he says, I want you to be healthy and prosper, even as your soul prospers. Your soul is your mind. So that's God's will, Coach, that we be healthy. And one more thing.
A prospering soul makes you healthy, though. A prospering soul makes you healthy. That's what.
Amen. Right? That's right. That's right, Coach. One more thing, Coach. Is the Georgia Guidestones not down? Are they gone, Coach?
They're gone.
That was their monument that resonated a frequency, Mark. Y'all, it resonated their will over God's will. Mm-hmm. So it's gone.
It's
gone, Coach. Do we not see the importance of taking down their strongholds? This should speak volumes to us.
Mm.
Taking down their strongholds, we're getting rid of their frequencies.
Their cell towers. Taking down their cell towers.
Yes, sir, Coach. Amen.
Hey, wow.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Also, interesting thing about zinc is its nucleon number is 66, which is the number of books in the Bible.
Jack, come on in.
Oh, my word, am I loving this show. This is so good. The awakening.
I love it every day.
Oh, this is so good. And Mark's analogy was so good. So good. The same herb can be used to strengthen your heart as to explode it. It's how you use stuff. I'll give you an example. I've been doing this since 1980, so it's wonderful to see all you guys doing this stuff and expanding on it and just spreading it like wildfire. Cholesterol, that whole thing that he was doing on the cholesterol drugs, the whole thing is such a scam. Cholesterol is the repair. Cholesterol clogs your arteries because you have so many lesions in there from the free insulin, and the cholesterol is trying to fix it. And so we blame the cholesterol, put everybody on a low-fat, no-fat diet, and it's making their brains shrink.
Mm.
What just happened? This is so wonderful. I love you guys. Every time I put, for the last 4 years, I've been putting Huldah Clark's name and books in the chat, and it's finally, you guys are looking at it. I love it.
Amen. Gino.
Yeah, I just want to throw something in here. Pharmaceuticals cannot sell anything unless they have a patent. And you cannot patent natural products. Mm. What pharmaceuticals do, they go find something. Like I was with a company, we pushed shark cartilage. Why do sharks live so long? Shark cartilage. There's something in that cartilage, but the pharmaceutical companies could not sell shark cartilage because it's natural. So they had to go and break down their ingredients, what's in a shark cartilage, and then they have to put in an artificial substance that replaces the natural.
Amen. Part.
So like diet coke, huh?
Amen. Yeah. Counterfeit, Coach.
It's counterfeit. Yes. Because they cannot sell it unless they have a patent. They don't make money on it then.
Oh, my goodness. Keith.
Love it.
Did you hear me, Keith? Come on in.
Yes, sir. The difference between the souls of plants and animals. I mean, if you go for a drug or an herb or something like that, it's different than an animal. So, who would be satanic? Would be the animal person using the animal for medicine, right? I mean, think kind of.
You broke up a little bit, Keith. I think we're supposed to be carnivores if you're talking about that. But you are what you eat.
I'll rebut that real quick. Okay. In the Bible, it says even the rocks will cry out. God produced everything from dirt. We are dirt.
Amen.
We and plants and animals are all constructed the same. Wow. I like what he's saying, though. You got to take a life of an animal in order to save a human life, right? So maybe that's where a line is crossed. I don't know, but good thoughts, Keith.
Amen. Jeff Nares.
Unfortunately, you know, you want to take, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, you know, in our society and around the world, I mean, we basically should never even eat at a restaurant. I mean, anywhere, everything has GMO in it.
Okay.
And in order to have, you know, if you want to take ivermectin for something, you got a cold or something, COVID coming on or whatever, it's lifestyle. You have to do, if you want real health, you have to do major, major changes. And it has to be over a long period of time.
Yep.
I mean, it just does. You have to go basic, you know, eating what's both regional and seasonal is how we were made. Whatever's in your region and during that season is probably the best dietary plan to have, is seasonably and regionally. And the other thing is that, again, it just has to be over a long period of time, and you have to be consistent with it. And in our society, it's almost impossible. You know, we're going to get a pizza. We're going to have, you know, birthday cake, you know, but, you know, used to be just like Daniel's and the feasts. It used to be a feast is something that happened every once in a while, like a wedding, once a year, twice a year, some kind of celebration. But we in America feast every meal, meaning that we eat until we're full.
Yeah.
And that's gluttonous, and that's sin. And it's to our body, to our temple. And so it just takes a whole different mindset, and you got to get to the spiritual aspect of it all. And it has to be consistent and over time, but really hard to do in our society.
Judah.
Yeah, Coach, this is the topics that when a pinball machine hits tilt, what happens to the game?
Shuts down.
And most people can't accept this because of their programming.
Game over.
Who is the person who censored the Bible the most? When people start to understand and comprehend who King James was and the censorship that came out of that in the Geneva Bible, when you start to understand Pharmakia, the books of Enoch, Jasher, Maccabees, these were all books of the Bible that people are told not to read. And they're the most educational on pharmakia. Wow. Think about that. No wonder why they're censored.
Amen.
No wonder why every pastor who gets up on stage says, if you read that, it's hearsay.
Yeah. Mm.
I encourage people to read, educate yourself. God's word goes beyond the 66 books of the Bible.
Wow. Amen. Oh, Mary Beth.
I was just thinking about the Georgia Guidestones, and just imagine if that was in the Bible, you know what I mean? Like that would have been, you know, that would have been a sign for all the ages, which it is now, but you know, it would have been crazy. And that whole zinc thing, it's just, I mean, everything is crazy how it's there at birth. And it's just, God is, he's awesome. You know, he's awesome. And he's bringing forth all these people, you guys, that are, I don't know, it's just a great thing. These shows have been just
really. How do we ever trust science? Now, we know this, right? We know this. Science is driven by money. It's driven by money. So they want to find cure for whatever it is. So therefore, pharmaceutical companies go to work to try to figure out a cure for that because there's money associated with it, right? Not necessarily health, but money. Those two aren't the same thing.
So, Coach, I heard they were going to market ivermectin, right? And make tons of money on it, right?
Let's use ivermectin.
But now they're going to market it and make billions and name it something different. That's what they're going to do.
I'm going to shift gears on you real quick. Mark, I'll get you in, I promise you. Go to number eight. Go to number eight for me. Not trying to start a fight. Not trying. I'm just trying to throw it on the table. This is Ken Hovind. I think the world of Ken Hovind. Go ahead.
Let there be a firmament. A what? A firmament. Well, what on earth is a firmament? Well, let's see here. It says it's in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. Some people say, well, I know what it is. It must be the dirt. You know, the dirt comes up and keeps the water away from the water. No, it's not the dirt. You read down to verse number 20, and it tells us the fowl, that's the birds, fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. The birds do not fly in the dirt. The birds fly in the air. So obviously from verse 20, we know that the firmament is where the birds fly. That's the first heaven. There are more than one heaven, folks. There's three heavens mentioned in the Bible. So the first heaven is where the birds fly. You look at verse 14, and it says in Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be lights in the firmament, sun, moon, and stars. That is the second heaven. The third heaven mentioned in the Bible is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Apostle Paul here is telling the story about the time he got rocked to sleep. Stoned to death. And he was caught up to the third heaven. Three heavens mentioned in the Bible, folks. There they are. First heaven is where the birds fly. Second heaven is where the stars are. And the third heaven is where God lives. The Bible talks about the heavens, plural, declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. More than one heaven. Three of them. Talk about that in a minute. Then we get back to Genesis chapter 1. And it says, God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. Wait a minute. Water above the atmosphere? What's this talking about here? Why does Psalm chapter 148 say, praise him, ye waters that be above the heavens? What is this talking about? Water above the atmosphere. Why did 2 Peter say the earth was out of the water and in the water? That is a strange way to say it, don't you think? I think we are ignorant of how God made the heavens and how the earth was out of the water and in the water, just like 2 Peter said would happen in the last days. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the Lord sits on the circle of the earth. And by the way, the Christians that read their Bible have always known the earth is round. It was only a few heathen a couple hundred years ago that thought it might be flat. Okay, we knew it was round. If they'd asked us, we'd have told them. Okay, the earth is round, the Bible says so. And then it says he stretched out the heavens. Maybe that's why we have a red shift, the stretching of the heavens. Interesting. We get into more of that on video number 7. But today's atmosphere has 6 layers to it. Troposphere, stratosphere, mesosphere, thermosphere, exosphere, and ionosphere. There used to be a 7th layer. The 7th layer was a layer of water above the atmosphere. Some people think it was a layer of ice. And that's an interesting theory because at extremely low temperatures, ice can be suspended by the magnetic field. It's what's called the Meissner effect. I don't know. It's all gone now. All that water fell down at the time of the flood. So the canopy that used to be there is now gone. Which is why Peter said the scoffers in the last days would be ignorant of how God made the heavens and how the earth was in the water and out of the water. But the world that then was, referring to this world, was overflowed with water and it perished. Talking about the flood. So that's what happened. All that water fell down. And I think the water for the flood came from at least 2 sources, possibly 3. We cover that a whole lot more on video number 6 about the Hovind theory. But this canopy of water above the earth would protect the earth and make it like a big greenhouse. The Bible also says in Psalm 136, God stretched out the earth above the waters. Now there's an unusual verse. He stretched the earth above the waters. Apparently when God first made the earth, there was a lot more water inside the crust of the earth. It says in Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And it says, he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Apparently, the earth was built on top of the water also. There was a layer of water under the crust of the earth, a layer of rock, maybe, I don't know, 10 to 20 miles thick.
All right, Spence, you've got to cut down. We're not going to get the end of it. There's so much that we've been taught that really may not be the truth. Isn't it something? And one of the things I'm proud of here is we're not afraid to go where angels tread. Shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, shall make you free. See you tomorrow.